Shoftim Parachas Pasuk Yud Ches. So the men of Penuel and Sukkos have been punished, and now only Zevach and Salmuna remain to be dealt with by Gidon. Zevach and Salmuna are poor excuses for kings, they are cowards, but Gidon will treat them with respect anyway. By Yomer El Zevach Ve'el Salmuna. Eifo ho anoshim asher haragtem b'tavor. So Gidon said to them, where are the men that you killed at Tavor? Now, as it turns out, and this is going to be an important part of the story, Gidon's family had suffered very badly at the hands of Zevach and Salmuna. When they were on the rise, they tortured and killed Jews, including much of Gidon's family. So Gidon has a vendetta against them. But it was never mentioned before because Gidon was fighting on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This shows us that his motives were pure when he first went out after them. And he wasn't doing it because of family reasons. He was doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had urged him to go and save Klal Yisrael. What some people say is that the murder of Gidon's family, Gidon's brothers in particular, happened while they were running away from Gidon. So this happened after the initial battle, when they were fleeing. They reached Har Tavor, and as we're about to see, they did a lot of damage. So where are the people that you killed at Tavor? Either where are the bodies? Either what happened to them? Gidon is now a Goel Hadam for his brothers. Vayomaru and Zevach and Salmuna, with no out and no easy way to answer, told the truth. Kamocha kimohem. They have they are the same as you. Echad kitoar b'nei ha-melech. The same appearance as the sons of the king. So they said, you and they had the same royal visage, the same royal look to them. Meaning, obviously, they were your brothers, and they looked just like you, and we killed them. Vayomar, and so he said to them, to which I'm sure they were horrified and realized the jig was up, Achai b'nei imihem. Those were my brothers, the sons of my mother. Chai Hashem, lu hachayisem osam, lo harakti eschem. By the life of Hashem, which is a very strong oath, because the life of Hashem is eternal. So when a tzaddik makes such an oath, that means by everything. If you had let them live, I would not have killed you. Some say Gidon didn't realize they were dead yet. Some say Gidon knew that they had been killed. And so he was asking them to explain why they had killed innocent people. They answered, because they looked like you. So they came from the leadership of the Jewish people. So we were doing what we had to do. Or they happened to look like you and we didn't care. We were killing everybody who was in our path. What that means is that now they are in huge trouble and there is absolutely no possibility of them surviving. His brothers were not just taken prisoner, they were executed. And so now the same is going to happen to Zevach and Salmuna. Originally, the Malbim, suggests that they had thought they were Gidon's sons rather than Gidon's brothers. So as Gidon's sons, they thought that they were part of the rebellion, but no matter how you slice it, they were killed for no reason, no valid reason whatsoever, and so now they are going to be killed without a trial. Some say Eifo means where are the bodies, so that we can give them a proper Jewish burial. So how are they going to be punished? So Gidon decides to hand off the responsibility to his eldest son. As we will see later, Gidon had 70 sons. Gidon really was quite the progenitor of a line, although terrible things are going to happen to them too, as we will see later. But in the meantime, so now Gidon turns to his heir, Vayomer Liyeser Bechoro, and he said to his eldest son, Yeser, who he saw as his heir, as the one who would take over leadership after he was finished, Kum Harogo son. Arise, stand up, and kill them. But his son was young and nervous. Below Shalaf Hanar Harbo. But the young man, the Na'ar, and it seems like literally his oldest son was still a teenager, did not draw his sword. Ki Yore, because he was afraid, Ki Odenu Na'ar, because he was still young. So he's a young man, but he's a young man who lacks confidence. And in the end, this is going to demonstrate to Gidon that his son is not going to inherit after him, is not going to inherit a mantle of leadership, is not worthy of leadership. He sees it like he sees everything as a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's just not meant to be. So Gidon, in the end, is going to have to abandon the plan of having his young man kill them. And not only that, but they're very afraid, Zevach and Salmuna, as we're going to see in the next pasuk, that his lack of strength and his inexperience are going to make him a terrible executioner, and they would much rather have a quick death and a clean death than a slow, drawn-out, messed-up situation, which is what would have happened if Yeser was going to be the one to do the execution. So we will see what happens to Zevach and Salmuna momentarily.